Good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn for the Radio Oklahoma Network, and it's time for your afternoon wrap-up. We'll have complete market details for you coming right up after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Here's your chance to have some fun and support a good cause. American Farmers and Ranchers LEAD program is sponsoring a golf tournament to support State Question 777, Oklahoma's Right to Farm, on July 11. The event will be at the Greens Country Club, one of Oklahoma City's top private golf venues. For more information, go to AFR's website, IAFR.com, or check us out on Facebook. July 11th, Greens Country Club, Oklahoma City.
Well, livestock futures were mostly lower today as little to no fundamental market support was seen through the complex. Strong follow-through pressure, though, was seen in the lean hog futures as traders continued to focus on the underlying lack of support in the market despite the ability to keep that overall pork demand relatively strong through the early summer months. Cattle futures were mixed to mostly lower following the pressure seen in feeder cattle contracts. Corn prices finished a little higher today with July futures up about 1 cent. Live cattle futures remained mixed today, while traders kept prices confined to a narrow trading range. The overall lack of support in the feeder cattle futures gained some attention in nearby live cattle futures, which held 12 to 37 cent losses. Narrow single-digit gains held in deferred contracts, although the overall lack of buyer interest in the market continued to keep most traders on the sidelines waiting for a little more direction. Weather took center stage this afternoon, affecting markets across the board. Forecasts have storms moving across the Midwest today and tomorrow, with temperatures topping out over the weekend in the high 80s to 90s in the plains. While corn held on to modest gains today after 6 days of lower closes that set contract lows, soybeans fell sharply with double-digit losses, but managed to remain within yesterday's range as funds and investors exited long positions in response to the favorable weather forecasts that eliminated any imminent threats for the crop. Wheat held on to thin gains as the market began to wind down today. The rain, though, continues to threaten the Central Plains, where harvesters are badly needing dry weather. And weekly export sale reports are due out tomorrow, delayed a day by Monday's holiday. That's a look at your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn for the Radio Oklahoma Network.